Good morning. How are you? Today, Saturday, I remember on the Saturday just before the feast of Santo Nino, which usually falls on the third Sunday of the month of January, there is this religious procession. And as a child, even up to my teenage years, I used to attend yearly this event. My grandmother would usually give us some coins or some bills to reward us when we walked that procession. In any case, we're all preparing, gearing up for the feast of Santo Nino on Sunday. This Sunday, tomorrow, that is. We are told today by Saint Mark. We continue the chapter 2 of St. Mark's Gospel, that Jesus went out to the shore of the lake, and this was the Lake of Galilee. If you recall, Capernaum, which was his new residence after leaving his family, but the only one left was Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary in Nazareth, he set up residence in Capernaum. And all the people came to him and he taught them. As he was walking on, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting by the customs house. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Levi is the other name of Matthew, the tax collector. Not just any tax collector, but a chief tax collector. He was wealthy. And there's this famous painting of the calling of Matthew, where we have our Lord at the right side of the painting, and Matthew seated on the customs house table with some coins, I think, on that table. And he was pointing at himself. I mean, our Lord was pointing at him, referring to him, "Follow me." And his reaction was, "Who? Me?" But he got up and followed him. And this is a usual thing with us. When God asks us to do something, we usually are scared. And it is but natural. Because God is infinite. God is all good. God is all beauty. And God is all true. Anything with God could get us scared. Because of what he expects, because of his demands, and so forth. But we can have a second thought, which is that of our divine filiation. We are children of God. And whatever he asks us, he will help us, just like he did to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Matthew, or Levi, as he is called in the Gospel of St. Mark, got up and followed him. This is the best course of action. We follow our Lord, because that's what the Christian should do. Out of love for our Lord, out of gratitude for our Lord. So when Jesus was at dinner in his house, well, Matthew or Levi threw a dinner. And a number of tax collectors and sinners were also sitting at the table with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many of them among his followers. That's an interesting thing. When the scribes of the Pharisee party saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, and I don't know why they did not direct themselves straight to our Lord, but they had to talk to his disciples. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "It is not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick. I did not come to call the virtuous, but sinners." So really, this is very noticeable. Yesterday, or was it the other day, when we read the gospel of the paralytic, that our Lord had made able to walk again. He had forgiven his sins. That was like the pivot of this series of Gospels. So before this pivot, our Lord was curing many sick people, physically challenged people, deaf, blind, lame, and so forth. And then this pivot where we found that our Lord was doing these physical cures, introducing himself as powerful, very special in front of God, and then able to forgive sins, which is a reality totally invisible and spiritual, totally hidden in each person's conscience. A true sickness of the soul. But he could also cure that by forgiving those sins. Here we find those gathering around our Lord. Now, instead of physically ill people, we have spiritually ill people, sinners. So blatant, and to some Jews, scandalous. Hence, these scribes of the Pharisee party objected to the disciples of Jesus. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Nobody questioned why he was so close to the physically ill, the lepros, those who were beset by physical ailments. Nobody questioned that, because he was a healer. Now, with a deeper reality, no less real, in fact, maybe even more real than these physical ailments, were the ailments of the soul, the sins of men. And here is the rub. Not everybody wants to do away with their sins, unlike physical ailments. We all want, in general, across the board, we would like to be freed from these inconveniences, this inconvenient disease we have. Because we are not able to move properly, we're not able to be complete and perfect and do things as normal people would. But why this thing of the soul? Why this thing of sin being objected about? Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Our Lord explains, it is not the healthy who need a doctor. Obviously, referring to what he had been doing before the pivot of the paralytic being cured and forgiven of his sins. Right? It is the sick who need the doctor. I did not come to call the virtuous, but sinners. And maybe we are scared about this. That's why we downplay it, maybe. Where does he go with sinners? Well, they're sick in the soul. So our Lord also offers them cures. Levi was sick because he was a tax collector. Well, tax collectors have a bad reputation. They enrich themselves by the collection of taxes they make. So much dishonesty and disloyalty to the Jewish nation, because all tax collectors were collecting taxes for Rome, for the Roman Empire. A big slap to the faces of all the proud Jews who never wanted to be subjugated by Rome. He was calling sinners. So all of us are called by God because we, insofar as we are sinners. Should we be afraid? No. We should listen to our Lord, even when we are weak. I recall Moses objecting to his call. God wanted him to lead the chosen people, right, out of Egypt. And he protested that he could not speak well. What a lame excuse. But our Lord said, no problem. Your brother will speak for you. But he wanted him to lead. With our Lord, no sickness, physical or moral, physical or spiritual, should stop us from going to him. It is best to go to him to seek our cure, physical or spiritual cure. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao. Ciao.